Hi everyone. Welcome to Talk Tech with Data Dave. I'm Alexis, your host of Talk Tech with Data Dave, and I'm here with my dear friend Data Dave to answer your questions about all things data, all things cloud, all things technology, and all things D3 Clarity.
Good afternoon, Alexis, and welcome. Thank you. You're looking great today, and I'm happy to be here.
Got my blue shirt on. I'm feeling good.
Yes, likewise. We've matched today.
I do have a question for you today, Data Dave. But as I like to say, if you have a question for Data Dave, we would far rather answer your questions than just all of my questions. Now, don't get me wrong, I have questions for days, but listener questions are always better. So if you have a question for Data Dave, please feel free to email us at talktech@d3clarity.com, or you can contact us right on the D3 Clarity website if it works better for you that way. Either way, we'd love to hear from you. Talk Tech with Data Dave is brought to you by D3 Clarity, offering clarity for improved decision making. D3 Clarity delivers profitability multipliers through better data and digital infrastructure. For more information, contact D3 Clarity at d3clarity.com.
Thank
So,
you.
Dave, I do have a question today.
Oh, excellent.
Data science versus data analytics. What's the difference?
That's a good question. We hear a lot about them both at the moment, don't we? So we talk about them quite a bit and we hear about them quite a bit. So data analytics versus data science, they're not really competitive. So we can't really say versus because they don't compete with each other. You don't stack one against the other and say, am I going to do, which is going to win this game, data science or data analytics? Realistically, data science is probably, just thinking about my definitions, data science is probably a subset of data analytics. And they're linked together. So if you think about data analytics being the total view of analyzing all data, then data science is a particular set of techniques and approaches in that analysis of data. Does that make
Oh,
sense?
so definitely not versus, but
No.
more of a data analytics would be row one and data science would be row 1A.
Yes, to a certain extent. It's an approach, a technique. So data analytics is really just the skill set, really, I suppose, or the approach of analyzing the data to give you meaningful information, meaningful knowledge in order to take action. I'm going to analyze a set of sales data and I'm going to come up with a decision that I should be able to sell more if I opened a shop in Hawaii.
Okay.
That's straightforward data analytics. I'm analyzing this data. I'm coming up with an approach, same as business intelligence or business reporting, right? Business intelligence is just having intelligence about your business, knowing what your accounts were last month, et cetera, straightforward business intelligence. Then analytics to say, I'm going to analyze this data set to see whether I can come up with something I can take action on. Data science is a little more defined, a little more specific than that. In where data science starts to say is, I'm going to look at this data. I've got this huge cadre of data in front of me. And essentially, I want to use fundamentally coming from the scientific method, I've got a hypothesis. I would like to test it in this cadre of data, in this set of
So,
data.
like basic eighth grade definition there, the
Basic eighth
scientific
grade method,
method.
right.
I like
Basically,
it.
eighth
Okay.
scientific method of, I've got a hypothesis that is a little more abstract. And I want to test it in this set of data, or I want the data to start to tell me something from it. I want to explore this set of data with a scientific approach to start to say, what is in here? What can it tell me versus what does it tell me? Basic data analysis would say, well, I know it tells me that. I went and collected the data, so it would tell me that. Data science starts to look at it a little differently and say, I've collected this cadre of data, I've collected all this data, and I've got this hypothesis. And I'd like to test it. I'd like to try it out. What mathematics, what approach can I use to drill into the data to build a hypothesis and to test a hypothesis? Back to
Because
the science.
mathematics is what we use to tell the future.
Right, exactly. You've listened to one of our previous casts, Alexis. It's
I'm learning. I'm learning
right.
our
It's
podcast. I like it.
the mathematics is the language of prediction and data is the language of history. So if you start to think about that, then what we're starting to look at is, can I apply a hypothesis into my history, apply the scientific method onto that to find the evidence, explore the evidence, and further use that evidence to build a mathematical model that now lets me predict the future.
Which is what I would, you know, an uneducated brain would say is data analytics. I'm going to use some sort of mathematical model to help me predict the future.
Well,
but I love the specifics of I have a hypothesis and I need to see if my hypothesis is correct.
That's really the fundamentals of the difference. Often data analytics or straightforward analytics is simply there is a predetermined structure, if you like, which is the data was collected to reinforce and to tell us some details about a pre-existing model. It's things like the way I would put it, and these terms overlap tremendously in the way people talk about them in the industry and in high street, right? They massively overlap. Some people will have slightly different definitions. I'm probably a little more strict in my definitions here. The way I would put it is data analytics is more I'm analyzing the data to tell me something that I probably already know the approach to getting it. It's things like, how many did I sell over the course of the last 3 months? Therefore, what should I expect to sell next month? That's pretty straightforward. That's a linear extrapolation. I'm not doing anything strange or weird. If you start to talk about data science, then you're probably going to start to talk about how do my sales of winter coats correlate with the weather forecast in different cities around the United States. That's a more complex hypothesis and a more complex prediction structure. So I've got to explore and test my hypothesis and test the way that's going to work as temperatures drop and different things in my cadre of data.
Dave, I love that you said that, like, this is your stance on this. This is your definition, because it gives me a great opportunity to pitch our bonus podcast, which is Data Dave Dives Deeper. If you would like to join us on Data Dave Dives Deeper and have this discussion with Data Dave because you have a different approach to these definitions, we would love for you to join us. You can reach out to us by emailing us at TalkTech or reaching out to either of us on LinkedIn as well. We'd be happy to have you on the other podcast. There we go. That was my shameless plug, because we're good at those.
Shameless plug. That's excellent. Thank you. That doesn't mean that data science doesn't turn into analytics. What we usually find is a difference in skill set as well. You might have a business person that analyzes their data in the model that they're used to make predictions for their future and to have better knowledge of their business. Whereas you would usually hire a data scientist or a mathematician to do the data science. And then as that model evolves with that data scientist, that will get turned over to that business user to run that model, execute that model, and follow up on that. So the model from data science becomes the model that is executed as part of analytics. So data science in this definition is upstream of data analytics. The data science uses the data to determine the analytic model, and then the analytic model is used by the business to predict the business.
Got you. So we're definitely in a all data science is data analytics, but not all data analytics is data science realm.
Yes, I can go with that.
All is a rough word. I don't love using like always and never, because the truth is there's always exceptions to that. But I feel like that was an easy kind of recap of that concept of what's the difference.
Yes, they're very strong words, all and never. Always and never.
Probably the more important question is, if we have a listener out there who needs help in data analytics or data science, is that something that D3 Clarity can help them with?
Absolutely. I said that very quickly, but no, yes, we can.
Of course we can, Alexis. Come on.
Of course we can, Alexis. Don't be ridiculous. Of course. The interesting point in this is where we particularly specialize is, yes, we can help with data science and data analytics. Where we help particularly is making sure that the cadre of data actually describes what you want it to describe. If you go back to our previous podcast and look at what is data, can we ever expect perfect data? I think was the other one where we talked about this, which is your data actually good enough to perform data science in? Is your cadre of data describe your patterns of business or your patterns and your structure well enough that if you determine some patterns and some predictions, some mathematical formula from it, are you comfortable with those? Because you're interrogating your history to determine the future. I've dropped 1,000 balls as an experiment and to predict acceleration due to gravity. That's my cadre of data. I'm now exploring for what is the acceleration? What is the force of gravity? Is it 10 meters per second per second? Is it 9.8? Is it 7? What is it? I'm getting this prediction from mathematics based off the evidence. is my data good enough? Is it clean enough? Does it describe my business well enough? Is it complete enough? Is it accurate enough for me to perform data science in order to come up with a valid prediction? Because the problem with prediction is if your history isn't valid enough, then your prediction starts to be a little less than people can trust.
I need you to correct me if I'm wrong, but we predominantly focus on master data management and data governance, both of which are topics that we've talked about in previous podcasts to some extent. And we use those two tools mostly to help us make sure that the data is in the best place it can be.
Yes, exactly. We use,
I did learn something,
various tools in the data governance realm that starts to say, how do you govern your data through your business such that when you reach the point of I've collected it all in my data lake or my data warehouse or wherever you want to put it, is it good enough? Am I confident in it enough to make the predictions based off it? And master data management is a tool, one of the tools, one of the areas that we spend some time on to get people's data at a high enough quality to be able to do that. So yes, those areas come into this to start to guarantee that the data you're collecting and the data that is flowing into your data lake is clean enough and valid and accurate enough so that you can perform data science. So you can jump in there with your hypotheses, swim around for a little bit, and come out with a prediction that you can trust and you can depend upon.
Got you. That's very, very helpful. Those are two terms that I hear people say all the time, obviously within D3 Clarity, but also just kind of in the world. I've got friends on LinkedIn who are data scientists or who are data analysts. And every time I see that, I wonder what the difference is. But now I have an idea.
Now, as I said, people do have different definitions, and these terms are used somewhat interchangeably in the market. And as you've got used to with me in particular, is I do tend to be fairly strict on my definitions, but these terms do vary. And you'll hear people with PhDs in mathematics and doctors of mathematics who are data scientists and people who aren't being data analysts. It doesn't really matter. It's where did the models come from? How did that get established? And some people will have stricter definitions than I do. And I welcome anybody who can define these terms in more detail, but that's the working definitions that I use.
I like that. If you do, like I said earlier, want to join us to have this discussion, by all means, reach out to us and we'd love to have you on an episode of Data Dave Dives Deeper. Otherwise, we are always open to answering your questions. You can email us at talktech@d3clarity.com. or submit a question right on our webpage, which is kind of new and up and running if you haven't gone and checked out our webpage lately. Dave actually led that mission and it's looking really good. So I'm feeling pretty great. Dave, anything else as far as what I should walk away with from this conversation?
The only thing I would say is walking away from this conversation, again, to something we've talked about in previous sessions, the amount of data that we're collecting is growing exponentially. It's going through the roof always across every walk of life that we're in. The ability to understand and to apply new and interesting techniques into that is fascinating and continuing to explode, whether it's analytics, which is just using the data and the models that have been created, the data science of producing a new model. And then we get into the realm next is the machine learning and the AI kind of structures where we're using computers now to start to predict and do some of this learning and some of this interaction on our behalf around the data that we're collecting. And keep looking at the quality and the structure of the data that all these tools are operating on, because they are realistically only as good as the history that they're using to predict upon.
If you haven't listened to Can Data Ever Really Be Perfect, which is one of the episodes that we had earlier in the podcast, I'd highly recommend you go back and listen to it. That was such an insightful episode. And I think that is a really good jumping point to this conversation and to that point you just made, Dave.
Excellent.
Thank you so much for talking today. I really appreciate it. Thank you, everyone, for joining us.
And thank you, everybody. And if you do have questions, then please let us know. Thank you.
If you have a question for Data Dave, reach out to us via email at talktech@d3clarity.com. We'll be happy to answer your questions in the podcast. Thanks. This podcast has been brought to you by D3 Clarity. No one has time or patience to fix all of their data and infrastructure problems. D3 Clarity helps some of the world's most recognizable brands take the right action to turn their information into strategic profit-making. For more information, go to D3 Clarity. That's the letter D, the number 3, the word clarity.com.